When you think of Parkland students, the names of David Hogg, Cameron Caskey, and Jacqueline Corn may come to mind. Another name in the forefront is Emma Gonzalez, whose speech following the Parkland shooting garnered national attention.
Politicians who sit in their gilded House and Senate seats funded by the NRA telling us nothing could have ever been done to prevent this, we call BS! We say that tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence. We call BS! They say a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. We call BS!
Still, besides Gonzalez, an 18-year-old of Cuban heritage, some minority students feel they've been underrepresented in this debate.
I am here today with my classmates because we have been sorely underrepresented and in some cases, misrepresented.
That's Tia Moy Roberts, another student at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. While she says she doesn't want to take away from the good work her fellow students have done, she insists this is not the first time students have tried to have their voices heard on gun violence.
The Black Lives Matter movement has been addressing this topic since the murder of Trayvon Martin in 2012. Yet we have never seen this kind of support for our cause. And we surely do not feel that the lives or voices of minorities are valued as much as those of our white counterparts.
Included in Florida's new gun safety law is a requirement that each school district and superintendent work with law enforcement agencies to assign one or more safe school officers at each school. It may include school resource officers, a school safety officer, or a school guardian. That school guardian program allows for the arming of some teachers and other school personnel as part of a voluntary guardian program. It's up to the school superintendent as well as the local sheriff's office to decide whether to join the program. Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie's school district includes the Parkland School. He also represents the Florida Association of District School Superintendents. Association members say they didn't receive enough funds in the budget to put a law enforcement officer in each school across the state. Superintendent Runcie, who also happens to be Black, says their viewpoint is simple: more funds for resource officers.
Pay to have trained law enforcement professionals on campus and allow us to have more of them. Don't put guns in the hands of teachers. They have a challenging job as it is.
But Black students like Kai Kerber say when it comes to those who want more funds for more officers, he fears having more officers on the campus will make minority students feel like potential criminals. He also feels the officers may need more training.
It is estimated that 1 in 3 police officers suffer from untreated post-traumatic stress disorder. When mentally ill police officers are invited to safeguard a traumatized student body, that becomes a recipe for disaster. Police need to stay in the perimeter of our schools. Those chosen to work at school should receive PTSD counseling and special diversity training.
Before Wednesday's press conference with Black students, Kerber did speak on a national TV show in early March. He was the lone Black student on a panel with 4 other students on Comedy Central's Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Noah asked Kerber about his thoughts on arming teachers.
And if I'm being honest, you know, I don't want to seem like that guy, but, you know, me being a minority in the South and having a teacher, you know, have a gun regardless of color, it does not make me feel comfortable. And even, you know, when you have, you know, resource officers who are, you know, taking matters into their own hands, I don't think that lethal weapons have a place in the school environment. And
right.
If you need to have some kind of weapon to, you know, defend people, I do believe that it should be a non-lethal option.
Right.
Meanwhile, some Black students who don't go to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School have started garnering some national attention. One is Naomi Wadler. During the recent March for Our Lives rally, the 11-year-old Virginia Elementary student spoke about the importance of highlighting Black women and girls who lost their lives to gun violence.
Me and my friend Carter led a walkout at our elementary school on the 14th. We walked out for 18 minutes, adding a minute to honor Cortland Arrington, an African-American girl who was the victim of gun violence in her school in Alabama after the Parkland shooting. I am here today to acknowledge and represent the African-American girls whose stories don't make the front page of every national newspaper, whose stories don't lead on the evening news.
There is also Yolanda Renee King, the granddaughter of Martin Luther King Jr.
My grandfather had a dream that his four little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that enough is enough.
And during the gun control debate in the Florida legislature, the color of a student's skin was not lost on members of the Black Legislative Caucus. When it comes to arming teachers, some like Ocoee Democratic Representative Camille Brown feared how the legislation at the time could impact students.
We could be creating an entirely different problem for Black and Brown students. While a vast majority of our teachers are wonderful people, there could be situations where guns are actually used against minority students because a teacher says that he or she fears for her life and the safety of others.
Brown also argued teachers could claim stand your ground in that type of scenario, but according to Florida Politics, Democratic Representative Bobby DeBose played a huge role in having that defense excluded from the gun safety bill. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.